Alright, ready, smile. Oh shoot, I hit the on-off button. This is why I'm in radio.
It's a Friday evening in May, and the Darji family is winding down from another long work week. After today's visit, they plan on going grocery shopping, having dinner, and then, over the weekend, visiting friends and going to church. It's not that much different than probably many families in Concord this weekend. But for the Darjis, even a simple weekend like this is light years away from how they were living less than 1 year ago, in a refugee camp in Nepal.
All right, there we go. Ready?
Hit the right thing.
Now the Darjis live in a nicely furnished apartment. Ram and his mother have full-time jobs. Ram is also learning English, and he has high hopes to enter New Hampshire Technical Institute this fall. Bhagirath Kadiwada was the Darji's caseworker and has helped them over the past year to adapt to life in the Granite State.
Darji family has done great in the process of integration into the country. When they first came, they were quite worried how they could make their life beautiful and successful. But with the passage of time, they were able to get job. Then after having job, they bought their car, they got their license. So it's a great success. I should say that they are one of the exemplary figures among the community members.
But over the past year, I've seen a change in Ram. He looks tired. When I asked him how things were going, I got less than an enthusiastic okay. I asked them why.
First thing is, I'm thinking about studying. I'm head of household, and there are things going on in my mind about how to handle the family and how to manage to go back to school. There are a lot of obstacles.
Ram is correct about that. Most of the benefits that refugees receive in their first year have run out for his family. Add to that, he has a wife and a child to support and rent to pay. His English comprehension has improved immensely, but he still struggles with the language. Once again, Bhagirath Kadiwada.
Ram wants to go to college and earn a higher degree over here, but I think whether it could be successful. He wants to study, and in the meantime, he wants to work. I don't know how he is going to balance those two. He lived in the refugee camp for such a long period of time, so he didn't have exposure outside. It takes time for him to fill the gap in between refugee camp and America. But still he's doing great. So earning higher degree could be one of the mechanisms for him to fill that gap.
Well, I think once refugees are established and they're looking beyond their first year, the idea of upward mobility is an issue for refugees.
Amy Marshallton is Director of Services for New Americans at Lutheran Social Services in Concord.
So once refugees get their foot in the door with employment, I think that they're interested in what we call job upgrades. Many times refugees are placed in the first available job, and it may not be reflective of their training or their expertise from their home country. And so I think after the first year of resettlement, many refugees are interested in trying to reclaim their lives in that way.
There have been other challenges as well, like getting used to American culture. Living in a refugee camp for most of his life, there was a lot that Ram was never exposed to.
In Bhutanese culture, people don't live together before getting married. It used to be arranged marriage, where parents were involved whether to marry with somebody or not. It has been changed to a love marriage, but love marriages is different than what is usually done in my country.
Ram has also been frustrated by his school-aged sisters, who have seemed to assimilate into American culture a lot faster than he has.
Here is over freedom. Sometimes I feel our culture is lost because it's very hard to direct kids to follow our own culture. We usually talk in a family and make a decision as a family, but here, people make personal decision. Here, parents cannot direct their children to wear right clothes, which is proper to their family. I think that's happening because kids are trying to adapt into American culture and interacting more with American girls, so they're acting more that way.
But despite the hard work and culture clashes, Ram Darji is incredibly grateful for his new life in the Granite State. When he asked if he's feeling American, he says he's getting more American. But he also says he misses his motherland of Bhutan, despite having very few memories of ever living there. But when I asked him if he would ever move back, if the political situation improved, he said he'd only go back to visit.
I think I can settle here instead of settling in Bhutan.
By the time things would get better, I think I would start adapting more here. I came here to America committed to living here. I've been able to fulfill my dreams living here in America. I am proud to live here in America.
I asked Ram what, after a year, were his favorite things about living in New Hampshire. He pretty much told me that the Granite State had all the things that the refugee camp did not. It wasn't crowded, there wasn't much vandalism, and next to no robberies. But I wanted something tangible, so Ram told me that his other favorite thing about living in America was the fact that he had a car.
In Nepal, those people who used to own cars, they were really wealthy people. But here, everyone can buy a car, and everyone can drive a car. It is a big freedom. I can go anywhere I like.
So for Ram, the car represents a very American ideal of freedom, something they never had in their nearly two decades in a refugee camp. This summer, they'll take their car down to Virginia to visit Saraswati's dad. It will be the first time they'll be together in 2 years. June 30th will be a big day for the Darji family. It's their daughter Angel's second birthday. It's also the couple's anniversary. But June 30th is also the day when 1 year ago, Ram, Saraswati, and Angel left the Nepalese refugee camp and took a 5-day journey to the Granite State to be the next small chapter in New Hampshire's immigration story. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Keith Shields.
In my family or in my relatives?